Dallas Cowboys running back Emmitt Smith is 93 yards away from becoming professional football's career rushing leader. He could break the late Walter Payton's record of 16,726 total rushing yards this Sunday at home against the Seattle Seahawks. Kevin Blackistone, a columnist with the Dallas Morning News, says he's particularly impressed by Smith's staying power.
One of the records he set this year was the record for all-time carries, which to me really stands out because I think that means he's also the guy who's been tackled the most in the history of the NFL. Yet, he's missed very few games because of injury.
What would this be, his 13th season?
13th season of getting pounded as a running back in the NFL.
Let's see, that alone should set a record. I mean, the average career is 5 years or something like that, huh?
Sure. And, you look at the backs who have come into this league and departed this league in the time that Emmitt Smith has been here. A lot of people have talked the past few years about Terrell Davis's career with the Denver Broncos, and it was fantastic, but it was very short-lived. And Emmitt Smith's resiliency, given his size and all that he's been asked to do, is something you just have to marvel at.
Another nice thing is it's all been with the Cowboys, and that hardly ever happens anymore in any sport that you spend your whole career with one team.
Exactly. You've got to appreciate that. But, you know, the unfortunate part of this is that next year, if Emmitt continues to play, he probably will not be able to do it here in Dallas because at his age, he will just be too expensive.
How long did it take him to become a star?
He was a star in high school. He wound up being the third greatest running back in the history of high school football. And then he was a star at the University of Florida, where once again he set all sorts of records. As soon as he got to the Cowboys, he was a star. I mean, you could see that there was something special about this guy. You know, it wasn't the fact that he was the biggest guy. It wasn't the fact that he was the fastest guy. It wasn't the fact that he was the strongest guy. But he just had a knack for being a running back.
They called Peyton sweetness. What do they call Smith?
Emmitt. And, you know, if there's no higher rung I think you can reach in athletics than to be known by just a single name, and that's what they call Emmitt Smith, Emmitt.
Think he's going to do it this Sunday?
He is going to have an outstanding chance to do it. He only needs 93 yards. The Seattle Seahawks come to Texas Stadium with the poorest run defense in the league. The problem is that the line that Emmitt Smith is playing behind is not very good because of injuries and because of youth. And also, the other difficulty will be that the Cowboys are playing Chad Hutchinson, a rookie quarterback, for the first time in the NFL. And in fact, he hasn't played football since 1997 when he was at Stanford. So if he gets these 93 yards on Sunday, they will be well earned.
Kevin Blackistone is a columnist with the Dallas Morning News.